Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Trump says he expects to roll back recommendations for social distancing in weeks, not months. NPR's Aisha Roscoe reports Trump administration is urging Americans to avoid crowds and work from home through early next week.
President Trump says he's worried about the economic impact of the government's response to the coronavirus. He said he wants businesses to open again.
And it's going to be soon. It's not going to be 3 or 4 months, as some people were saying, and a lot of people thought originally.
Dr. Deborah Birx is helping to lead the administration's coronavirus task force. She said she will use data to guide her advice to the president on the matter. But it's state governors who have taken the lead on restricting business activity and closing schools. So far, the federal government has only offered voluntary guidelines on social distancing. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says the city will receive 400 ventilators from the U.S. medical stockpile. NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports New York hospitals are seeing an increase in serious COVID-19 cases.
The governor of New York has called on hospitals in New York City to increase their bed capacity by 50%. But in order to treat the most serious cases of COVID-19, hospitals also need more ventilator machines. Ventilators help keep people with severe respiratory illness breathing. Today, Mayor Bill de Blasio announced that the city will receive 400 ventilator machines from the National Stockpile of Medical Equipment. He told reporters it's a step in the right direction, but that hundreds more machines will be needed in the coming weeks to keep up with the expected surge in COVID-19 cases. More than 12,000 people in New York City have tested positive for the coronavirus. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
Another drive-through coronavirus testing site opened in Florida today. It's in the Villages, a sprawling retirement community, where WMFE's Joe Burns reports residents can get swabbed without leaving their golf carts.
76-year-old Jim Wilson sits in his cart waiting to pull up to a testing station. He has a persistent cough since returning from Honduras.
2 weeks ago, I was very probably nonchalant and thought there was overreaction. I'd have to say in the last 5 or 6 days, that's changed considerably.
A University of Florida lab will process his sample. They will also test many others who have no symptoms as part of a study of COVID-19 among seniors. Researchers hope to determine whether older people like the young can spread the virus without getting sick. For NPR News, I'm Joe Burns, The Villages in Central Florida.
Congress and the White House are trying to work out an agreement on a nearly $2 trillion rescue plan for the economy as the shockwaves from the coronavirus continue. However, so far, the respective sides are finding themselves unable to reach a deal. Among other things, the proposed agreement would include emergency checks plus payroll support for millions of Americans who are losing their jobs. Lack of unity on Capitol Hill weighing on Wall Street. The Dow dropped 582 points today. This is NPR. California electricity provider Pacific Gas and Electric is agreeing to plead guilty to involuntary manslaughter for its role in sparking the Camp Fire in 2018. As Hedy Lynn Hurdes reports, that fire was the deadliest in state history, claiming the lives of 85 people.
PG&E filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection last year after its faulty equipment was blamed for 5 of the 10 most destructive fires in California since 2015. Governor Gavin Newsom says the agreement calls for the utility to put itself up for sale if the bankruptcy court doesn't approve its plan by the end of June, or if the company fails to emerge from Chapter 11 by the end of the year. The deal also requires PG&E to overhaul its board and agree to additional state oversight. Newsom calls this, quote, the end of business as usual for PG&E. The reorganization also still needs approval from the State Utilities Commission. For NPR News, I'm Hedy Lynn Hurdes in Los Angeles.
Orders by the governors of Texas and Ohio to halt all unnecessary surgeries in those states as all medical resources turn to fighting the coronavirus pandemic are touching off a new battle over access to abortions. Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued a nationwide order, or statewide order, rather, over the weekend, curbing the use of medical supplies that hospitals may need to treat COVID-19 patients. That order bars hospitals from performing surgeries unless the patient faces an immediate risk. A spokesman for the governor said that would rule out abortion in most cases. Crude oil futures prices moved modestly higher, oil up 73 cents a barrel today. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.